Well, you can't go wrong with a bit of madness to start your show. Welcome, everybody, to Transatlantic Express, the first show of April 2026, April 3rd. We changed our theme tune. We've had Andrew Lloyd Webber doing it for years. Now we've got Jimmy Smith and Lalo Schifrin doing the cat. Change your gears. As good as a rest, as they say. So if you've not heard the show before, we do this every Friday live on the houseofprog.com. And we go out on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver at the same time. We're just not up and running right now. Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, I think it is. We are rebroadcast on CJSF 90.1 on Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock, and Thursdays at 7 a.m. for all you commuters. Even though we're a House of Prog is a House of Prog rock station, as you can tell, I don't know the idea to that little thing. I'm all over the place musically. I just play stuff that I like. Sometimes I play stuff I don't like. Probably don't play it again. So stick with us, we've got lots of great tunes. What are we going through? We're going to go some Coverdale Page, Coliseum. So have a look. Where are Billy Cobham, Deep Purple, of course. I've just got my tickets for Deep Purple. I won't say in Vancouver. They're in Abbotsford. And that's a little bit of a trek. But it is my birthday. September 2nd. And they're playing on my birthday. I'll be 64. How about that? Who would have thought it? I'd be seeing Deep Purple at the age 64. All right. Yeah. Let's get on with it. I think I like this theme tune. It's got a lot going on. Who cannot like Jimmy Smith? All right, here we go. First up, a little bit of George Thorogood, who I saw in Las Vegas years ago, and his classic track, Madison Blues.
Put on your your Madison shoes. We're doing a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues. Your Madison shoes. We got a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues.
Heard about a guy named Johnny Drama.
Yeah.
I'd like to call it a classic. Did get some radio play. Of course, David Coverdale and Jimmy Page from the Coverdale Page album, Shake My Tree. Yeah, it's not the best album in the world, but it's not the worst either. I'll give it that. It's uneven is what it is. I can't remember what year it came out. What year did it come out? 93? Something like that. Yeah. Interesting period for both these musicians. Coverdale being, you know, on the tail end of Whitesnake, and Jimmy Page just ambling on through life. Shake My Tree. All right. Another song in there you heard was Johnny Drama. It's a song I wrote about the character from Entourage, Johnny Drama. And it's been, that song has had so many iterations. I really wanted to base it off Johnny the Fox Meets Jimmy the Weed, the classic Lizzie tune. And it took me years to kind of get that kind of vibe going. And I didn't really get it going until I heard, I got the 1976 compilation from Thin Lizzy, and heard the demo of Johnny the Fox Meets Jimmy the Weed, where there's no singing, there's very basic kind of demo version of it. And that's where I was able to kind of get the vibe from it, because it's a lot more straight. That's Brian Downey keeping it straight. And so I was able to kind of pull a bit more out of it than that. Great track, and it features my good friend Manny Albury on saxophone, of course. Now, I was just talking to Manny the other day, and I figured that we've probably done about up to 50 songs now, so we've got quite a repertoire. And we meet up at the Jam at Village Pub in Champlain Heights on Wednesdays, and also at the ANAF, the Army and Navy, on Kingsway on Monday nights. So if you ever want to come and see us actually play, that will be the place. Those two places will be there, both at 7 o'clock, and it doesn't cost anything to get in, and it's, you know, a good night, and you'll see all kinds of local musicians doing their thing, of various styles, various levels of competency, and it's somewhere, a lot of cover tunes, I do all of my original tunes, I try anyway. Anyway, Madison Blues in there as well, from George Thorogood, who I saw with my ex-wife Heather back in Las Vegas, and she was very disappointed that I took her. I just remember her not being very happy about it. I don't know why. She would often say, "Why are you taking me to this kind of thing?" Oh, and it was something to do in Las Vegas when we had a free night. Anyway, let's carry on with some classic Gary Moore, because you know I'm a fan of Gary Moore, and this is a classic from him. His album Corridors of Power from in 1982, when he was still rocking out, or just starting to rock out. I believe Ian Pace plays drums on this. I could be wrong. Anyway, it's a track called Rockin' Every Night, here on the House of Prog.com and CJSF 90.1 FM.
Don't be shy, you've been out of the We'll be right back.